Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 133 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I'm also using each of these seasons to cover a particular group of topics. And within these topics, I am asking a question and trying my best to answer the questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following is an introduction speech to the topic of today. And that introduction speech is regarding this. What are the various ab workouts you can perform to tone your physique? I'm always trying to seek out a good workout in the gym. I just finished up a series where I discussed the many uses of dumbbells. Now this is the episode I will be covering the various ab workouts. I myself have only done a few of these workouts that I'll be covering for today that I'll be sharing with you. And the reason this episode is so important is simply because you'd be surprised how many people neglect their abs. Like I stated earlier, I only can name a couple I'll be discussing that I use myself. So, yeah, I'm going to outline many more to give you a base to work from, even if you've never heard of the ones I'll be talking about today. So I hope you enjoy the show and make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, which I'll have an upload to my YouTube channel. So let's start with the idea of what are the abs? And here's a clear definition. The abdominal muscles are of the abdominal cavity composed of three flat muscular sheets. Here's the following. The external obliques, the internal obliques, and the transverse abdominis. As a further scientific description of the muscles in this region, the first three layers extend between the vertebral column behind, the lower ribs above, and the iliac crest and pubis of the hip bone below. Now, there are fibrous, all merged toward the midline, where they surround the rectus abdominis in a sheath before they meet the fibers from the opposite side at the linea alba. The strength is developed in these rather thin walls by crisscrossing the fibrous. Thus, the fibers of the external obliques are directed downward and forward, those of the internal obliques and upward and forward, and those of the transverse horizontally forward. And when you consistently work out this area, you start to notice the physical area of the stomach starts to change. Your core will take the form in which the abdomen area has six-pack areas of the abdominal rectus that we call, of course, the six-pack. Now, as a result of the workouts building its area, how does the internal of the body benefit? So, what are the internal benefits? Here are the internal benefits. When trying to make sure that your body is getting the most from this exercise you're performing, understand the internal aspects of the workout that come along with it. And what I have explored through the short research that I've conducted, there are six core benefits that will come along with working your abdominal muscles. The first, having to do with the improvement in performance as it pertains to sports. Reason being is because as an athlete, you need a strong core and stability for better performance, which comes from the abdominal workouts. Simply because the energy stemming from their core moves to the outer limbs of the body. The second benefit that comes from the ab workouts is a reduction in lower back pain. Now, this is because you may have weak abdominal muscles, which work the back and spine as to why you have such back pain if you do. You will become more flexible with ab workouts, less rigid, improving back posture, sitting, and standing. The third benefit of abs being worked is connected closely to the second, which is improved posture and stability. This means your performance in sports, but also keep elderly people as well who work these exercises from falling or having injuries. The fourth benefit is improved ability to bear weight. That's right. Working the abdominal muscles means you can lift heavier weights without injuring the spine. Because the torso becomes strong and the base for the heavier weights becomes strong as well. The fifth benefit that comes along with ab workouts is a more firm waistline, reducing body fat, which can lead to diseases such as diabetes. The sixth benefit is more of a combination with other workouts because number six is a variety. There should be a cardiovascular workout along with the abs workout for overall strength of the abdominal muscles. Now let's look at some workouts associated with these. The first being the dumbbell crunches. What are the dumbbell crunches? Here's what it is. When it comes to this workout, you must first go and grab yourself dumbbell from the rack. Then walk over to an empty area and lie on your back as if you are about to perform some sit-ups. Then grab the dumbbell and extend it up in the air with both hands connected to the dumbbell. Now lift as if you are performing a sit-up with both arms still extended with the dumbbell in hand. You could also lie flat on the ground stretched out with the dumbbell in hand, with arms and legs simultaneously being raised so that the dumbbell comes in contact with your feet. These are exercises you could perform four sets of about 8 to 10 reps. This workout could also be performed with a medicine ball or even a weight plate. Now, let's move on to the next workout called the tuck and crunch. This is similar to the last exercise where you sit on the ground on your behind. Only thing is that you are not going to be in a sit-up form. You will sit on your butt holding the hands across your chest. Then you fully extend your legs out and then back. You could also perform this workout by extending yourself fully. Then you bring your legs up towards your chest in a bent form while simultaneously bringing your arms to the knees and elbows to your knees. These could easily be done in four sets of 10 to 15. So, on to the next workout. And that next workout is called the modified V-sit. This exercise is when you lie on your back with your knees pointed up, like you're about to perform a sit-up. Then place your arms to your side to face at your waist. And as you are lifting the torso to perform the crunch, lift the knees towards your chest. But lift your arms as well with the torso and the legs. The workout will feel a little strange simply because we are used to doing something with our hands. I've never performed the workout myself, but hopefully it is something that works for you when you try it. Try to see if it works, if it doesn't hurt to try. So let's move on to the next workout. I would say perform this workout right here. Not the next one, but this modified V-sit. I would say perform this 5 sets of about 10 to 15 reps. Now let's look at the hanging leg raises. For this workout, it can be performed in a few ways. The first is to go to one of the lifting stages with the pull-up bar. Then you grab the bar and let your body just hang. And with the body hanging, raise the legs upward to the abdomen and then pull them right back down. The other way to perform this exercise is to hang from the pull-up station, then swing your legs upward as high as they can go above your head. That means swinging them all the way up this way and then bringing them back down. The third way to perform this workout is to go to a workstation where there's arm pads for you to rest your arms on top of. Then you raise your legs upward to the abdomen. These various exercises can be done with about 4 or 5 sets of about 10 reps. Now on to the next one, the hanging knee raise twist. This is yet another example of the previous work section. Only for this workout, we're going to be hanging from the workout station. Then, as with the knee raises, you raise your legs, but this time you twist the legs to one side and then back towards the other side. This exercise is great also when adding additional weight to the workout. Put a dumbbell between your feet and lift the weight up and then twist to the each side. Or what you can do is place a workout belt around your waist with chains attached. And with these chains, you add a 45-pound plate, something less or something more depending on what your strength level is. and proceed to perform the workout once again. Now for this exercise, I would say shoot for 5 sets of about 10 reps. When you add the weight plates or dumbbells, I would say 4 sets of 7 or 8 reps, because you may be forced in a position where you're not able to do as many reps because you have additional weight, but it's all up to you. Now, let's look at this next exercise called the seated Russian twist. For this exercise, you go find a place for you to sit, then grab a dumbbell, kettlebell, or even a medicine ball. Sit down on the ground and slightly lift the legs off the ground. Whatever you're holding in your hand, dumbbell, kettlebell, or medicine ball, then hold it close to the body. With the item clutched in hand, you turn your body to one side and then turn to the other side. I would say perform this workout for about 5 sets of 10 to 15 reps. I don't perform this workout myself. I would perform something else that is more important to me, yet you could do further research and make sure this is up to your decision. Now, let's look at something called the bicycle crunches. This is yet another workout where you don't need weights, but you will be seated on the ground. You slightly elevate your legs on the ground, then lift your body off the ground as well. Place your hands behind your head and start to move your legs like you're riding a bicycle, while simultaneously moving your torso opposite if the leg is bicycling. Meaning, when the right leg comes up, the elbow nearly touches the knee of the right leg as the torso turns. You can perform this exercise for about 5 sets and 10 to 12 reps. Even though this episode is surrounding abdominal workouts, you can work the legs in this exercise as well. Another way to work out with regards to this exercise is the angle of the legs, which can be elevated even higher to make the workout a little more difficult. Now let's look at this next workout called planks. I personally don't see the need much for this exercise. Now I have been to the gym and saw people doing this and understand this. To be honest, I still don't understand it. But this episode is to give you insight and let you make your own decisions. So the planks are workouts that start by lying nearly face down on the ground. Then take your arms at a 90 degree angle with elbows and forearms touching the ground. Now elevate yourself off the ground, both torso and legs. Now, after that, this is not a workout like any other workout in this topic today. You won't be performing this for a certain set of repetitions. This is an exercise you're going to be holding for a short and extended period of time. And your strength would depend upon the time you can hold. 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or even 90 seconds. Some people can hold it longer than the 90 seconds time frame. So try it and see how long you can hold for. But understand you will feel the burn in your abdomen after a while. Next is the leg raises. Here's when you pick a place to lie on the ground away from everybody as well. And here's when you lie on your back with some space. Then lift your legs as high as they can possibly go and back toward the ground. You can perform this exercise for about 4 sets of 15 reps. As you are performing this workout, you'll notice something that will likely happen, and that is the tightness in the abdomen. It is because the abs are being worked out out of the context of the norm. The more you train this muscle, you'll experience less and less of this feeling in your stomach as you perform this workout. You could also place ankle weight plates or pads around your ankle with a link connected to a weight machine. This way, you can create resistance in your workout. I would say try this for more advanced people when you're adding some type of weight to the workout machine. Now, on to the next section. And this section will be the last section. And this section is called sit-ups. This is one of the oldest workouts that any of us know. And for those of you living under a rock, if you've never heard of it, it's a workout that is practiced in virtually every military base around the world, no matter what country you're from. What you do is find an area in the fitness center, once again, where no one is around, then lie on your back, feet planted on the ground with your knees raised up. The best way to perform this exercise so that your feet are not moving is to have someone put their hands on your feet. Next, put your hands behind your head so that your elbows are sticking outward. Now, you're ready to perform this exercise by lifting your body up so that your chest touches the knees or come close to it, then back to the ground. Perform this workout for about 5 sets of 15 to 20 reps so that you can get the maximum outcome possible. So, with this show wrap up, while we have to ask the question, what are some really good abdominal workouts? This has been a pretty good topic to cover simply because I have tried a few of these exercises myself, but also because I'm able to give you some insight for yourself. Hopefully, some of you were able to gain something from this episode that you could use on your own. Most of the time, you're working out in some shape or form, working your abs anyways. And most workouts that I talked about are ab workouts blended into the exercise we all perform. No one truly does full workout sessions of nothing but abs. But why not try? See what works for you. So thanks for listening to In the Know. I'll be bringing you another episode regarding fitness and wellness. I'll be asking the questions. How walking aims to keep you healthy as well.